In California, Democratic Governor Gray Davis is preparing to deliver his annual State of the State address tonight in Sacramento. His primary task will be to convince Californians that he has a plan to bridge his state's whopping $35 billion projected budget deficit. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
If you're searching for signs of how much things have changed in Sacramento, look no further than Governor Davis's inaugural celebration. 4 years ago, as he embarked on his first term, Davis threw a three-day bash, tuxes and gowns required. But those days are over.
We didn't want to have a black tie party. We've been there, done that. We wanted to have a party that everyone could come to.
This week, Davis hosted a down-home Western-style barbecue of fish tacos, tri-tip, and California Cabernet. Partygoers got a chance to see Davis looking more like a ranch hand than a governor.
And people said I would never wear jeans. How about this?
Davis had little choice but to tone down the celebration. After all, his first term was marred by the state's energy crisis and low popularity ratings. He spent $65 million to get reelected and squeaked out a five-point victory over a weak Republican opponent. Now he has to find $35 billion over the next 18 months. In his inaugural address, Davis warned Californians they face an era of hard work, hard truth, and hard choices.
We are not alone. This is a national problem. Across America, unemployment is up. Growth is stagnant. Markets are near record lows. America needs an economic plan that puts our people back to work, and I call again on Washington to act.
But critics say shifting the focus to Washington only gets Davis so far. It doesn't address how California got into the budget hole or how it can get out. Budget experts tie the state's fiscal problems to its over-reliance on personal income taxes. During the dot-com boom and stock market run-up, the state was flush with money. Gene Ross is executive director of the California Budget Project, a liberal think tank.
During that time, yes, some spending was increased, but also lawmakers made very deep, permanent tax cuts, which reduced the state's underlying income level, and now we have a mismatch. We can't afford the level of public services that Californians have historically enjoyed because we don't have enough revenue to pay for it.
But where Ross blames tax cuts for undermining the budget, others say California simply squandered tax revenues when times were good. Jim Brulte is a California Senate Republican leader.
This budget crisis was created by 3 years of overspending Democrat budgets that were opposed by a majority of Republicans. So this is a crisis that was created by the people that are in charge. Now we have to fix it.
Back at the governor's swearing-in ceremony, Davis said he plans to use voter-approved bond money to speed up school and road construction. He also pledged to reduce what he called the regulatory burden on small business and create 500,000 new jobs in the next 4 years. But some lawmakers say it may be time to look at longer-term approaches, such as reducing the volatility in California's tax structure. Democrat Daryl Steinberg chairs the Assembly Appropriations Committee.
This budget should not turn on the state of just the stock market and, you know, a few Fortune 500 companies. We need to make sure that we create more stability, because people depend on that stability, whether it's the elderly in nursing homes, whether it's those without health insurance.
But for now, Governor Davis will have to focus on balancing his state's budget. His plans for spending cuts and tax increases will come in his State of the State address tonight and later on Friday when he releases his budget numbers. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.